Thank you for holding. Is this Brian?
Yes.
Hi, Brian. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. Good's better than bad. I'll take it. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing, but did she do a good job explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Did you have any specific questions about the placement on Google or how it works?
I'm kind of familiar with it, but not really. I've been kind of doing my research on it too, so.
Okay, awesome. So you obviously see the value in putting yourself on Google and getting some more customers.
Right.
Yeah, it's always a good thing. Google advertising has been the most profitable way for businesses to market for the last 15 years, so. It's a good thing to have if you're a business owner. But the benefit to you is that we have first page placement available. It's called a Google Places placement. Those are those three guys that show up next to the map there if you look up carpet cleaning in your area. And so usually when a spot opens up, Google gives us a list of companies that they consider qualified candidates, and then we just go down the list until we find the guy to fill the spot. But once we fill that position, we close out the category. So sometimes we have these like long wait periods between openings. Yeah. I'm sure you can see the value, you know, obviously being up there.
Yeah.
So, I think Tara sent you a link already, via text message to the pricing page. And I'll go over this with you. Okay. Yeah. There's a new in business credit that she requested. It's usually for businesses that are 5 years and under. You said you've been in business for about 4 years?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll definitely apply the new in business credit for you. You have your own website too, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. We don't have to build a site for you. That makes it a bit more affordable too. I was just doing like a lookup on your company just to see like what other listings I could find online just so that we're not like... adding anything you may already have or duplicating anything. I found your Home Advisor by Angie's List program up here.
Yeah, I have that one too.
How long have you been doing that?
I just started that one actually last week, but I just started Monday was my first day.
Okay, I love your logo, the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. So the reason I asked, though, about Home Advisor by Angie's is because those guys, like, if you look up carpet cleaning in your area, they're on the first page. Difference is, like, they'll sell you the leads one by one, and they charge you for the leads even if you don't get the job.
Right.
So with this, we're listing you independently, so there's no, like, middleman, like, intercepting the call. We actually let the customers just call you live. And we don't charge per lead or click or call. That's usually why these spots are pretty sought after, because you know exactly what you're spending each month. And then it's like, if you get 100 calls, your bill doesn't go up or change based on that.
Right.
Yeah. So obviously you could see it'd be more beneficial just to let people call you directly, right?
Right. Yeah. That would be better.
The reason they don't let them call you directly, though, is because they're trying to resell it. So the way they make their money is like, oh, how many times can I sell that lead? So they might sell that one lead to like four or five different competitors in your area, and it kind of makes it harder for you to land it while still charging you the lead fee for it, you know? So if you can do anything with that, I'm sure you'll like this a lot better.
Okay.
The guys that are up there now, you've probably heard of some of them, right? California Carpet Cleaning. Pretty big one, Safari Carpet Cleaning, Bakersfield, and Reliable Carpet and Tile Cleaning.
Yeah, I heard of them.
Okay. I mean, they got a lot more reviews than you have right now because we got to build you up. But, you know, everybody's got to start somewhere. So.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere. Yeah.
What I was thinking I can do, just to kind of jumpstart things, I did look at the website. Website looks good. It's definitely usable. I could put you on that Platinum package bundle. It's the very last one down, but it's our most popular package because it has all other online bells and whistles. So it basically complete your business's online marketing profile. So you have first page placement on Google, Bing, There's a Facebook ads in there, Yelp, Yellow Pages, even Amazon Alexa voice search results if they're using an Amazon Alexa device. It'll be findable as a top option on all of those. Usually it's $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee, but the setup fee is oftentimes going towards like purchasing the domain for the site, setting up your profile. What I was thinking I could do is I can reduce the monthly price by 50% with that new in business credit. So that'll get it down from $5.99 to just $2.99 month to month. And then I could put in a request to have the setup fee waived for you as well, just to kind of jumpstart things. Mostly because I know you're already spending money on HomeAdvisor too. And I want to be able to get your foot in the door. Like, I'm pretty confident if you compare the two side by side, it's not going to take you longer than a month of doing this to really see the difference on what's going to be best for you. And I want to be able to show you that. I feel like once you see that, it could set us up for like a long-term business relationship together where, you know, that $2.99 will eventually make sense for us. But if I could put together a package like that, put you on the platinum at just $2.99 month to month and waive all the setup fees, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in doing for Royalty Carpet Cleaning LLC.
Yeah, that sounds doable.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. And then I'm also going to send you a form for Google verification. Do you have any licensing or insurance?
I do have insurance licensing.
Okay. Perfect. So you got to send that in on this form. It's actually going to go to the Google headquarters and they're going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where the business is. Now, I can hide your address if you don't want your address displayed online, but there is a little five-digit number. I got you. There's a little five-digit number on the back of this card that I'm going to need from you, though, when it comes in the mail. So, I'll message you around the time that it's coming in, but what's the street address that I could send this to?
8709 Maria Angelica Street.
Got it. Bakersfield 93313?
Yes.
All right. Let me go ahead and update. Okay. And then you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for your business. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes. That's the main one. That's
fine. Oh, okay. So let me read this back to you. I have it as 661-378-2744.
Yes. Right.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then your website's good. I love the logo, like I was saying. Are you from, like, Kansas City area, or just because it's...
I just thought of the name, and I was thinking about a different color scheme. I was thinking about a purple and gold, because I'm a Laker fan, but then I started getting all this equipment with all this royal colors, so I'm like, well, I might as well just, you know, everything's royal blue in here, so I might as well just go through it.
I
started thinking of color schemes, and so...
Yeah, it came out
I'm not even a Kansas City fan, but I just thought of it. With that font.
No, I hear you. I'm a big Lakers fan myself too. I'm originally from Orange County, I've spent a lot of summers going up to like Kern County and, you know, doing the River Rat thing.
Yeah. Well, you know about the Killer Kern.
Good times, good memories growing up camping out there. All right, so they're going to send you everything in writing, like a confirmation for the placement, as well as everything in that platinum package bundle with the discounted pricing structure, billing date, and everything. What's the business email address that I could send that to?
It's going to be Royalty Carpet Cleaning LLC at yahoo.com.
This is valid. Okay, yes, coming back valid. And then what's your last name, Brian?
Williams,
okay. And do you spell your first name traditionally? Is this B-R-I-A-N?
B-R-I-A-N, yes, correct.
Okay, I ran into a gentleman the other day. It was B-R-Y-A-N, so I was like,
Yeah.
I got to be cautious. Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for your business listed online?
Probably from 9 to 5.
9 to 5, okay. And is that Monday through Sunday or just Monday through Friday?
Probably Monday through Friday for now.
Okay.
I'll probably modify it. If I can modify it, maybe I'll, you know, do a Saturday every once a month, maybe.
I like to, when we're starting out a new account, I like to leave the weekends as like by appointment only, if that's okay with you. So that way they could still
Yeah, that's probably better. Right.
Yeah. That way you don't have that big closed icon on there and they could still call you.
Yeah.
But maybe you can hash it out or schedule it for during the week.
Oh yeah. That'd be better.
Okay. So go Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I have the business profile set up here. I'm going to go ahead and submit it for the verification. The PIN usually takes about 5 days to get in the mail. That's business days. So I imagine you'll have it by Monday or Tuesday next week, either the 10th or the 11th. But again, we'll send you a notification around the time that it comes in. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. That way, when it does come in, you could either call me directly or you could shoot a text over with the 5-digit number on the back, whichever is most convenient for you. And then we can ahead and post you and start making some money.
Okay.
All right, that's my direct line there. And then we also have 24/7 customer service available to you. It's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1.
Extension 1, okay.
Okay. And then we're going to want to interview you just to customize your campaign. It's called a client interview. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes. They're going to go over all the services you provide, the service area, so that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go or have you receiving calls maybe from areas you don't want to travel to. And then we're just going to pick your brain on how we want the Google business profile to look and how it's going to represent your company. So like I said, usually 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window. What do you think would be the best time to do the client interview today?
Today or tomorrow? Today?
Preferably today, yeah, because you pay for it today to start. We don't want to waste any time. We want to get it going.
Okay, yeah. Today I could do it. See, I'm available around noon or so.
Around 12? Okay. I have 11 to 12.
11 to 12 is fine.
Okay, yeah, because 12 to 1, they go to their lunch hour downstairs.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 11 is fine.
Okay. So I'm going to send you
a like a Zoom call or something like that, or just a...
No, there is an option for that, like through Google. It's a Google Meet conference, but most people just do the over the phone.
Okay, over the phone is fine then.
Yeah, it's all general knowledge information. They won't ask anything you probably don't already know off the top of your head about the business.
Okay.
All right. Then I'm going to get you your Google verification form right now as well. And then I'm going to schedule a calendar invite to that client interview as well. They'll send you an automated message at about 10 o'clock, just as a heads up. If anything changes in your scheduling, just send me a text. I'll call you right back, and we can always reschedule it. But I want to make sure we get this done as soon as possible.
Right.
All right. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
We could do it by card. Okay.
Now, does this card have your business name on it as well, or is it just under your name?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have my business name on it.
Okay, good.
Let's see.
Then the invoice will make it easier for you to write it off as a business expense.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It all good.
Okay, let me see. Whenever you're ready, I can give it to you.
Okay, give me 1 second. Is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes, everything is the same.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you, Brian.
Okay, it's 4427.
4427. 4270.
Yeah, okay. 7986.
7986.
8909.
8909. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0529.
0529. And there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
408.
408. Okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, I want you to stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's just to make sure I'm not authorizing anything without being at a firm understanding. Okay, so you're on a recorded line, Brian. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Royalty Carpet Cleaning, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Brian Williams, owner-operator.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Brian, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
We already know everything you currently have. They just kind of put that in there because we don't want you to duplicate anything or to pay for something that you already have through us. Okay?
Okay.
And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment, okay, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is June 4th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, I've upgraded you to the Platinum Package Bundle, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the fourth day, and it'll remain in that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay? So it's not just a first month credit that I'm giving you. It's as long as you're with us month in and month out.
Okay.
Okay? And then here at the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email and text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. There's also going to be a text message and email that'll have your username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system, and that'll help us keep track of all the clients that we're bringing to the table for your business each month.
Okay.
It says you will be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. If you have any questions or want to make changes, please contact your account manager at that 877-635-6225, extension 544. It says I'm available Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If it's after hours, you dial the same number, hit extension 1. We have 24/7 customer service available to you.
Okay.
All right. And it says welcome aboard. So let me go ahead and process here. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm getting back an invalid account number. I think we got a digit wrong there.
Okay, let me go back. Let me try that card again. Just a second. Okay. So it's going to be 4427.
4427.
4270.
4270.
7986.
7986.
8909.
8909. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
05-29.
Okay. And three-digit code on the back?
408.
Okay. We got an update. And then I'll try to reprocess here. Yeah, the confirmation messages are automated, so once this clears, it should come through. You'll start getting some text messages from our company with the confirmation. And then also your Google verification form is there. I want to show you that so you know exactly what that looks like and are able to fill it out.
All right.
Okay. Looks like this one's processing. Okay, so it just cleared. I'm going to do your client interview notes while we wait for these text messages to come through here. Are you getting them?
Yeah, I'm getting them now. You want me to open them up or are you?
Well, the first one's going to have a link that'll be a full outline of the agreement in writing. You do have to sign off on that. It has to be signed off on before the client interview between 11 and 12. So you can take your time with it, though. You don't have to do it, like, right now, but definitely want to have it done before the client interview. And then there should be a message in there with, like, a username and password as well. That's for your tracking system.
Okay.
And then there's going to be one more that'll come through, and it'll say url.localsplash.com/Google, and that's your Google verification form. You only got to do that one time for as long as you own your business in order to get Google verified, unless you, like, move or something.
Okay.
Okay. But that's really important. That's a huge credibility factor for the legitimacy of your business. People tend to look for that Google verification when they're doing a search on that first page, just so they know they have a legitimate business and not just some fly-by-night company invited to their home. Yeah.
Right.
And that's it. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you could always call in. Usually it's pretty self-explanatory, the Google verification form. It does say it at the bottom, though, if you are missing anything in that form, don't panic. Just fill it out to the best of your ability. But you want to check that box at the bottom that says it's okay for us to three-way video call you with the Google representative from the Google headquarters if you are missing something.
Okay.
Just so that we can still verify you over the phone, and that way it won't stop us from getting you listed.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we're going to circle back with you here shortly for that client interview between 11 and 12. And then I want to reiterate to you again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to call. We don't get paid unless our clients are getting paid. So if there's anything that's preventing you from moving forward or you're getting hung up on it, do not hesitate to contact us. We want to make sure everything goes smoothly, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Brian. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Until then, have a great day.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.